And assalamu alaikum to all this morning. This is Martha Naila and engineering this morning for the presentation of it's not a new presentation. It is critical issues within our community with solutions by Dr. Jamal Rashid. And they're starting this morning with that new hour. So we're going to be coming right on with to you as soon as our board now is wanting to go down. So, assalamu alaikum, Dr. Jamal Rashid. We're going to open up with our presentation. Dr. Jamal will be on in just a moment, everyone. And give us a moment here. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. As we seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, we openly testify Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. The show will go on this morning. As we come on, we recognize, too, that this is the continuation. That today is September 7th. And that means in 2 days, we will be off the telethon drive should we get the $10,000 expected goal raised. We appreciate everyone who has contributed. The American Muslim 360 broadcast, as we are continuing the process for asking for donations, but we're going to ask you to go to cwsc.us, press the blue button for donate, and then for those who don't have the computer accessibility or what have you, here's the address, CWSC Inc., that's INC, 2620 Bragg Boulevard, that's Bragg Boulevard, Suite D for donate. Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28303. And for those who want to call in their pledge, please, by all means, dial 910-317-0297. That's 910-317-0297. And Dr. Jamal, I have not brought you into the queue, and you're probably sitting there wondering why isn't it that she can hear me? Okay, in just a moment, Dr. Jamal, I'll bring in the intro and bring you on as well. All right, thank you very kindly. As this technology, we're going to find our way through it, right? Praise be to Allah. And for those who have entered this morning, thank you so much for being a part of this new hour. Yes, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The views expressed on AM 360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own, and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the community-wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting. Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, too legit to quit.
We will never quit.
And now, everyone, Dr. Jamal Rashid.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
You're welcome. Assalam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Well, ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Brothers and sisters in the block radio listening audience, again this morning, we apologize for being on a little late. Brother Henry, inshallah, Hasid will be with us shortly. And again, thank you, Sister Martha, for standing in. We really appreciate you. Today, our topic will be a continuation on words make people, but we want to reiterate the fact that education is more and goes far beyond academics, and it is a huge blessing for us to recognize the teachings of Imam W.D. Muhammad, because he has given us a, we might want to say a heads up, vision on understanding the issues that's going on in the world. Not only are we aware of the effects, but we're blessed with the causes of the effects. And again, education is more and goes far beyond academics. It refers to we're looking at a world that is in difficulties, but at the same time, we're looking at the world coming into an era where there's huge blessings. We know that the cycles of life, that even in the birth of ourselves, biologically, there's pain or difficulties that we call labor for the mother right at the ongoing stages of the new life. But after that, a process of difficulty comes ease when the new life comes into the life that we know it as. And likewise, when we recognize the nighttime where it is, what we might say, pitch black, darkness is on the earth as we know it, we know that in time, inshallah, the sun will rise and the beginning of a dawn, meaning the life as we see it with the rising of the sun. And likewise, with the difficulties that we may witness upon us on this earth, it brings about the same kind of parables where there's a need for solutions, positive solutions. And that is what we would like to present and continue to present to our listening audience, are viable and reliable positive solutions that we can implement into our daily individual life, as well as our family and, lastly, the community lives throughout this universe, inshallah. And we know that through historical terms or time, when we speak of education, it's more goes far beyond academics. We like to introduce what we might say political intelligence. Political intelligence means more than just voting. But who is more known to bring into reality, into action? In recent history, American history, is none other than the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott, where they went beyond what was the norm of the day and instituted economic boycott to overcome the segregation that were hampering and making life, let's say, difficult for African Americans in Montgomery at the time, but it also started off a new era where integration came into the horizon, and African Americans in time began to enjoy some of the justices that were allowed amongst other Americans at that time. And we are benefits or beneficiaries of that era today, where we enjoy some of the basic human rights that we knew as civil rights at that time. And so we have to thank Allah for bringing about these type of transitions. And likewise, today, we are still moving forward in the era that we can bring about positive solutions again by becoming intelligent beyond academics and what would bring the world into a just stage. At this time and era, would be implementing again economic boycotts, where we would use think tanks throughout this country and throughout our communities as American Muslims to target certain entities or institutions or corporations that we know are behind the injustices that hamper individual, family, and community lives throughout this time that we are speaking of. Now, we know that currently we, as the United States citizens, are under the warning of the second hurricane of the season. And this time it's going to a different area than Houston or the areas of Texas. But now the eastern half of the United States is under severe warnings. But at the same time, we see Allah's intervention. We have to look at it that Allah gives us signs again, Iqra, when Allah says read throughout his creation. That when we look at the signs of the times, we see that Allah is definitely in charge and not human beings that the world seems to be afraid of. And with that, that gives us definite relief to know that we are in a time where if people would go back to the basic of decency and righteousness, because that's where our strengths are in our original nature of decency and righteousness. And so, again, another viable, reliable solution to the problems that people are encountering, when we talk about education, is more goes far beyond academics, is to go back to our original nature, which is easy if we understand, and that is to implement decency and righteousness into our everyday lives at this very moment. Things that we can do immediately is to start thinking right, feeling right, acting right. And we can do this, again, immediately. To all those who are on the broadcast this morning, and Sister Martha, if anybody's in the queue, we'll ask you if you can, if you have a question or comment pertaining to the concerns I brought forth this morning, then they can press one on their phone and we can entertain some phone calls at this time. And just tell, if we can go to a PA.
Alhamdulillah. And I do have a question myself. No one has a question right this moment other than myself. And my question is, Dr. Jamal, I know there's no one answer to the entire process, the entire issues that are concerned with us, but it's going directly from words that create the environment, produce environments. Now, I know that, and I've been on this wagon now of the terminology on the forms. It's one thing when we're socially, you know, striving to change, but when we have documents such as the forms, just the simple forms that we fill out when we go into the doctor's office or we go into the go to register somewhere, or and they ask of the ethnicity, and it's, some will say optional. But when you're going for employment, optional on the form today, I haven't done it for a while, but I've gone in other instances and they ask your ethnicity or your race and will have the option there, white and black. And I remember Imam Wahtadi Muhammad, rahimahullah alayh, advising to stop using the language, right, to help minimize that race, subtle race problem. The you know, those that were walking around with it and may not be appearing to be in that mode, but we're still adjusted to that climate of white, black. And I'm asking the question, what some of the ways that you think that we can begin to initiate getting those, eliminate those terms, those color terms eliminated off of forms, because everything else is something dealing with the country or what have you.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. There are subtle things that actually promote and even encourage divisions amongst human beings. And even when you speak of words, make people, even on that initial level, or we might say elementary level, or even subtle level, where actually the discriminations are subtly being instituted in the thinking of a human family. And so, again, just the changing of words are definite beginning to overcome the difficulties that you're referring to, that is very subtle, but at the same time, it is effective in this sense of effectiveness of promoting, let's say, underhanded or subliminal influences that actually promote divisions, again, amongst the human family. And so obviously we're looking at, well, not the elementary changes, but they're also substantial big changes that need to be implemented immediately among institutions. But in the meantime, the same implications or applications that need to be changed. Well, we don't have time to wait because some of these tactics that are normally used by institutions is to delay tactics, to put things off, hoping that in time what's requested would die out or fade away. So again, we're looking at instant implementations, implements of things that can be done immediately to bring about the kind of changes as far as the wording and simple applications that you refer to. Go ahead.
I was going to ask then, so we should, on areas or begin to propose from a broader spectrum, the idea, begin to inject the word eliminating white, black, color, eliminate the color, however, to make it become an effective tool, but speaking to those who are and wherever it's directed from, it became institutionalized in education, in government, in all of those arenas. So I guess speaking to the representation politically or beginning with our states I guess it would have to be national too as well. Alhamdulillah. As I'm thinking out loud about it, we're speaking about using the term white and black, everyone. And I believe Adi Brother Henry has come on. Assalamu alaikum, Imam Henry.
Assalamu alaikum. How you doing?
Alhamdulillah. Wonderful. Yes, I can hear you. We can hear you. I'm going to play a PSA, and right about 15 minutes, you'll have, I'll return it to you. Imam Henry, or you want me to stay on the board?
Oh, you can stay on, inshallah.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. All right, your mic is open. I'm going to go to a public service, one of our telethon announcements, everyone. Welcome again. We're continuing the telethon, radio telethon, American Muslim 360 broadcast, and we're in the midst of it. And inshallah, should you still need information for submitting a pledge or your money order or your check, here's information.
With God's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, this is Martha Naila asking you to join us in this time, a time of giving. Yes, American Muslim 360 Radio Telethon. We're asking you to join us in donating. Go to cwsc.us and press the blue button. Or dial 910-317-0297. We're there to help. Or you may mail in your pledge or your money order or your check. Mail it to CWSC Inc. INC. And mail it to 2620 Bragg, Bragg Boulevard, Suite D as in donate, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28303. Thank you, and we look forward to being here with and for you. God's peace be upon you.
Okay, we are back. Brother Henry, to bring you up to speed as far as where we are, we were speaking, and we thank Sister Martha Lila for helping us out this morning. We have just a few minutes left on the program, but if you have any comments or questions pertaining to, again, education is more and goes far beyond academic. We were referring to, just to reiterate what was said as far as the actual beginning, recent history, with the changes that came about with the Montgomery bus boycott, economic boycott that was instituted in Montgomery there in your state. It brought about changes from segregation to integration, and Sister Martha Nyla again brought up an excellent point about actually eliminating subtle discriminatory words that are even in basic applications as far as racial divisions that they have on even applications that really encourage in subtle ways the divisions with white, black labels and other subtle things that are even on basic applications. And of course, we're looking for eliminating human divides or things that are dividing human beings, even in the elementary stages of division. And so that's what we are speaking of, the points that education is more goes far beyond academic, is elevating our mind to become very active. And we do thank all the coalitions that are in movement to get involved in bringing about changes. But we would also like to continue that force that is moving about bringing about the injustices that is rampant and actually destroying not only the earth as we know it, but the minds of individuals who may not be aware of just some of the things that we brought in.
Alhamdulillah. One thing I'd just like to add to it there that the things that have gotten us away from the proper education is, and you talk about it in your book, The Broader Education, in that book, is character-building education is vital to obtaining peace. And in that, you know, proper education will give us the proper character. And we know we get miseducated, then we take things that is bad, we take them in the reverse, that it, they become okay. And one of the things that I say is that we got too many good people that doing or accepting, even in their heart, accepting bad things as, well, it's okay, you know. I won't speak out against it. I won't try to change it with my hands. And because of these things, instead of having good character, you know, when we were coming up and before that time, people used to do a handshake. You know, when they made a deal, they did a handshake. And before they would violate that handshake, which was their word, he said, I'm giving you my word. If I tell you such and such, I'm going to do such and such, we're going to shake on it. And that was like a contract. Man wouldn't violate that. But nowadays, even with a written contract, people don't, they don't see the power. They don't see the character in there. And all we have is our character. You know, as we've been saying on this program, words make people. But those words also develop either good character or they develop a bad character. And we know that Dr. King has said that one day he had hoped that we would be judged by the contents of our character rather than all these other things that they have judged the human being about to divide us. You know, when we judge each other on our character, basically we're going to be judging each other on Are we a man of our word? Are we a good person or are we a bad person? And I think that's what it's got to come down to. We put a lot of things in our way as a divisive element to keep us divided. Even religion. You know, the way we have taken religion today, when we talk about Muslim and Christian and other religion, is usually as a divided force. And this is not the way our Creator had created the human being. And, you know, the Quran tells us, it says that Allah made us different. He created the different tribes and nations. But he created us so that we would get to know each other and not despise each other. But we have let those influences come into the human family and do just what Allah say he created us not to do, and that's to be divided. And even to this day, you see, in this country here, we got a big conversation going on the division of the American people. Now, and we put them in a section. We got DACA today. You know, that's the headline news today. We don't know. We may be the headline news tomorrow because of these type of division. And as long as we as human beings sit by and let other human beings be divided, that's going to weaken the human state of good people. So what I say now is that good people, it's time for us to come together on the things that we know that is right. If we call ourselves good, if we call ourselves believers, then we got to begin to stand up for what is right, even if it's against our own self, even if we have made the mistakes that we're fighting against. That's a good reason to stand up for them. And, you know, Allah tells us that if we make a mistake, then we should, first of all, ask Allah's mercy and ask his forgiveness and stop making the same mistake over and over again. So I just wanted to add that to this conversation. And I apologize again. I was waiting for 6 o'clock, and then I looked at my phone, and I got your message there. But Allah is Isla, so Allah is the best knower. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, well, like a Messalam, and we definitely thank you for your excellent input. We definitely appreciate you sharing your positive solutions to the issues of divisiveness and bringing in the Quranic resources that are available for positive solutions. And again, it elevates the human mind to understand, again, that education is more and goes far beyond academics. And we have to continue on. Sharing is the words make people, meaning to transform human thinking, to elevate human thinking, to come out of divisive, we may say incarcerations that are hampering the human being with, even without their knowledge, the divisiveness that is supplanted, so to speak, or subliminally planted into our minds. And we know human is defined as mind. And so we're speaking directly into the internal essence of the human. As we are sharing this information today, we're directly going to the mind, and that's being entered through the hearing. And so we see the value of what Allah has bestowed upon us, just in our 5 senses, of how we can communicate into the hearts and to the minds and to the spirit of human beings. And so we have to continue to use what Allah has already blessed us with and move forward into correcting and overcoming the serious defects that basically have been intentionally supplanted into the human families to cause division. And we know that we are coming off of another Eid, which is a Hajj, and this time the second Eid of the year. And in the Hajj, it brings about messages of unification to get rid of divisiveness or division that separate the human from each other. And so we thank Allah for helping us be reborn again, or to be revitalized, and coming into the eras where negatives can be changed and eliminated into the positive lights of a new day. And we have a couple minutes left. And so we'd like to again thank those who are online this morning in the Block Radio. Listen, y'all, it's AM 360. And I am one of the hosts, Dr. Jamal Rashid. And along with Henry Hafsid, we will be, inshallah, coming every Thursday morning, starting at 5 a.m. Central. We made the mistake of thinking it was 6 a.m. Central, but it's 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Central each Thursday morning. And so we would love for you to continue to listen to AM 360 to the next programming, and be with us again, inshallah, next Thursday, starting at 5 a.m. So at this time, Sister Martha Nyla, if you can move us into the next program, we definitely appreciate you. And may Allah continue to bless us with His mercy and His grace. And thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam and alhamdulillah. Thank you. Look forward to hearing more of this on the early morning. That alhamdulillah. Dr. Jamal Rashid and Imam Henry Hafsid. Assalamu alaikum. And everyone, stay tuned as we're going to go to a public service announcement, and we'll be right back.